for the memory of my first bicycle and October evenings after school, meeting friends outside their houses, going to the park and doing nothing. For my grandmother's house and the drafts and single glazed windows, no central heating and a fireplace in every room, the outhouse and the chicken coop, the huge vegetable garden and the scarecrow and the gardener I never spoke to because he looks like the scarecrow. For the memory of Frisian cows, brilliant white patches, shiny in summer sunlight and such lush green pastures. For the ducks in the pond and the cattle grid leading to the road that ran to a manor house. For aprons and mangles and brown paper bags, save because they might come in handy. Likewise, seemingly infinite supplies of string and twine. For the local butcher, who looked like a butcher should, a little bit otherly, a little bit dangerous. For the old man who owned and ran the filling station that also sold ice cream. He had a wonderful bushy white moustache and a wonderful bushy boundless energy. For the quiet of so many days before everything went mad and noise shadows me like a curse. For simpler times that were not so simple, and I know, but I like to think they were, because that scarecrow just lately has been revisiting me in the living nightmare that 2020 has so far proven to be. Give me aprons and mangles, brown paper bags and string. Take away the noise and the fear. Let me go back to talk to the gardener.